This is from Going As Far As I Can. If I can find the page, where is it? Here we go. The Tuatara is nocturnal, and since it enjoys eating its young, nature in her wisdom has made the babies diurnal. Should it survive its parents, a Tuatara requires 20 years to reach sexual maturity. Courtship is even more elaborate than among humans, involving endless amounts of farting about. Eventually, the female will choose the male. He responds to her invitation by aggressively biting her neck, which stuns the poor woman, allowing her to be flipped onto her back. Since the male has no copulatory connective, the idea behind his attack is to bring about a propinquity of their bodies so that when the male does ooze his juice, it is likely to enter the female aperture. If fertilization should ensue from this ramshackle business, the female will lay some eggs under the earth, where they may incubate for well over a year. When the young ones hatch out and break surface, their one objective is to escape any ravenous parents roaming about, and they scuttle off to hide under rocks or up trees.